Track 3, another first story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser. A dream come true for Bovey rider Georgina. A Dartmoor-based rider and her once feral pony will be representing England in a challenging endurance event next month. Georgina Pitts from Bovey Tracy said her selection for the England squad with her pony Tia was an unbelievable dream come true. She and Tia, who she describes as having the heart of a lion and the body of a sausage dog, will be competing against teams from Scotland, Wales and Ireland in the Home International's endurance event in Perth, Scotland, from Friday, September the 4th to Sunday, September the 6th. Endurance riding tests the fitness, stamina and partnership of horse and rider over long distances. Competitors navigate pre-marked scenic routes across the countryside. Georgina and Tia will be tackling some of the UK's most beautiful and resting terrains, but Dartmoor has been the perfect training ground. All the moorland rides involve at least 10 kilometres of steep climbs. Tia was originally found feral in the Welsh mountains, and Georgina bought her 5 years ago with no knowledge of her breeding. She turned to endurance riding with Tia earlier this year as a fresh start, after losing her confidence in show jumping. Training together on Dartmoor, pony and rider have built up an immense physical fitness and a strong bond of trust. Although Tia is highly sensitive to sounds and movements in her surroundings, she has proven to be a solid, dependable partner. Reacting to her selection for the Home Internationals event, Georgina said, "It is truly an unbelievable dream come true. After a major wrist injury and 2 surgeries crushed my dreams of senior international status following my time at the Junior Hockey World Cup, Tia has been my safe space. For her now to provide me with the opportunity to represent my country is incredible. I'm so proud of my pony for proving to everyone that you don't always need fancy breeding, just a willing nature and a true partner." Georgina's journey to the England team has also been a team effort. Her boyfriend Ben, an avid runner, who regularly trains alongside Tia up the Dartmoor Hills, acts as groom, crew, lugging expert and driver. Her father, the original support driver, has also stepped back into the crew team. Endurance GB, the national governing body for the sport, encourages riders of all levels to experience long-distance riding, from the grassroots pleasure riding level to international championships. In events such as the Home Internationals competition, the welfare of the horse is paramount. Before, during and after the ride, horses must pass vigorous veterinary checks, and a successful completion is only awarded if the horse is deemed fit to continue at the final vetting. For any local equestrians considering endurance riding, Georgina has a simple message. Do it!
Sally Army withdraws after 130 years in town. Tynmouth's Corps of the Salvation Army is set to close after more than 100 years of service to the town and its residents. The Corps, located on Brunswick Street, has served the local community for 130 years. However, growing costs associated with maintaining the aging building and difficulties in finding enough volunteers have prompted the Salvation Army to announce its closure, bringing an end to the charitable organisation presence in Tynmouth. The cost of maintaining the Corps' ageing Brunswick Street building has become an increasing burden, while a lack of volunteers has made it difficult to sustain the level of activity needed to keep the branch operating. Major Nigel Byrne, leader of the Salvation Army in Tynmouth, said the decision was a very sad moment for everyone connected with the organisation. And while the Tynmouth Corps is closing, the Salvation Army's work will continue in neighbouring communities. Existing members in the town will be supported throughout the closure process and encouraged to continue their worship and fellowship at other Salvation Army churches in the area. Major Byrne said that 25 years ago, when closure was being considered, 6 members made a commitment to keep the core open. So the organisation has faced similar pressures before. However, all six have since died, but their determination helped to secure another 25 years of service in the town. Major Byrne paid tribute to those who'd given their time and energy to the core over the years. A special valedictory meeting will be held at 3:30 p.m. on Sunday, October the 18th, at the Salvation Army Hall in Brunswick Street. Led by Major Paul Billard, Divisional Commander for the Southwest, the meeting will mark the end of the Corps' 130 years in Tynmouth. Former members, friends, supporters, and members of the wider community are invited to attend and reflect on the organisation's long history in the town. Major Byrne said he hoped the final gathering would be more than simply a farewell, but an opportunity to celebrate the contribution made by the Salvation Army and the many people who have supported its work over the past 130 years. Founded as the East London Christian Mission by William and Catherine Booth in 1865, the Salvation Army now has a worldwide membership of more than 1.7 million members, consisting of soldiers, officers, and adherents who are collectively known as Salvationists. Its founders sought to bring salvation to the poor, destitute, and hungry by meeting both their physical and spiritual needs. It has had an official presence in more than 130 countries, running charity shops, operating shelters for the homeless and disaster relief, and humanitarian aid to developing countries.
Carnival celebrations come to a close in Dawlish. 7 days of fun came to a close last week with the culmination of Dawlish Celebrates Carnival. Despite the challenges of part of the lawn still being out of action, the team at Dawlish Celebrates Carnival managed to put together another unforgettable carnival week. Visitors were able to enjoy the return of the popular raft race, a children's activity day in Manor Gardens, and the pub challenge, which has returned for its second year after a successful debut. And it all led to a last Friday evening's parade through the town, which crowds turned out in their hundreds to see. Organisers have said that the atmosphere and turnout was amazing, and it was great to see so many people from across the community coming together for a night of fun, laughter and celebration. There are lots of colourful photos showing fairy tales, a regal wave from visiting Kingsbridge Carnival royalty, cops and robbers, a safety first message from RNLI, Alice in Wonderland, and youngsters from Dawlish United Football Club.